As a gay rights activist, Charlene Cochran was never afraid to fight for what she believed in. For 30 years, she was as vocal and in-your-face as they come. She organized and marched with other lesbians in gay rights parades. And as editor-in-chief of Venus Magazine, a national gay and lesbian publication, she wasn't about to change. Until something happened at a gay pride event that she'd never expected.
In 2003, I was in Chicago at a gay pride event. In the middle of this beautiful park, I just took a panoramic view. And as far as I could see, there were men and women, men with men, women with women, all just partying and having this good time. But a shame fell on me. I felt so out of place. I knew something spoke in my spirit that this is that road that is leading to destruction, and you're on it.
It took several years to come to terms with this vision, and during that time, Cochran continued to publish her gay and lesbian magazine. But she couldn't escape the message she'd heard that day in 2003.
I kept myself busy with marches and activism and magazine publication and appearances. I always at the, you know, in the still of the night, when everything is over, you're just tired and everything is over, there's still that little voice, you're not right with God.
Cochran says she longed for peace, but even in the midst of a long-term relationship, she felt intense loneliness. She'd grown up in a Christian home and had come into the lesbian lifestyle at 19 after several bad relationships with boys.
I didn't want anything to do with men anymore. I was away at college, and of course that was a whole new world. Yeah. And in that world there were many, many women who were attracted to me. And of course I was attracted to them. And these were women who were nurturing, who wanted to get to know who I was intellectually, who were organizers, and who I found a lot of comfort in. And it felt good. It felt right.
But by 2006, it didn't feel right anymore. Then in June of that same year, a local pastor called Cochran regarding an article in one of her publications. She didn't know anything about Cochran's life and proceeded to talk to her about God.
I said, what are you going to do about your life? I said, you need to get your life together. So she says, well, I'm in the life. I said, yes, I know. That's why I'm talking to you. I said, but you don't have to stay in the life. You can be delivered today, right now, right where you are.
They talked for a while, and Cochran remembers her words.
I can tell that you want to come back to God, but you feel unworthy. You feel that God can't use you because you've been marching and publishing and you've been, you know, such a proud lesbian all these years. She said, but that's not true. He's waiting.
That day changed everything for Charlene Cochran as she finally asked Jesus Christ to come into her heart and forgive her. It was a personal transformation she immediately wanted to share with her gay and lesbian followers. She wrote a front page article in her magazine called Redeemed, 10 Ways to Get Out of the Gay Life If You Want Out.
When the Lord saved me, I knew that everything would change. All of the editorials in my publication, the mission of the magazine has changed. We're going to be calling people out of homosexuality.
Most of the response from the gay and lesbian community has been fierce and negative. But she says she knows that many of them are just as conflicted as she was.
In order to fill up this empty space, they pretend to put on this wonderful face how gay and happy I am, when in fact at the end of the day you can just about find people who are just as lonesome. That's the real story. There's a lot of loneliness in the gay community that's not talked about, and it is real.
But there has been positive feedback as well. Cochran says she gets lots of emails from people who say they struggle with homosexuality and want out.
I know people probably ask you, you know, do you still have feelings for women? Are you dating a man?
I'm living a celibate life. And I am so focused on spirit right now. I have no urges for anyone, man or woman.
With a new outlook about herself and life, Charlene Cochran is still on the front lines of the gay rights battle. Only now she sees it as a spiritual fight to lead others to the freedom she's found.
Our mission now is to educate and to turn people away from the homosexual lifestyle simply by presenting the truth. We simply want to have people to question what they've learned through the pages of Venus Magazine over the past 13 years.
Prior to Cochran's conversion, Venus circulated about 35,000 copies per issue, which ran four times a year. But after the issue featuring her testimony, the gay political machine pressured advertisers to drop the magazine, and gay pride events and college campuses no longer subscribe. But in her own words, Kothryn has no regrets about her change.
There is such a joy and a peace that you can't find in the club. I don't care how good the music is. You can't find it in the middle of a gay pride parade. I don't care if you're on the biggest and prettiest float. The peace and the joy that I have, I wouldn't trade for anything.